And so all these other countries, all these other world powers outside of Europe and North America are looking at the globalists, looking at the United States of America, and what they're looking at is a decrepit, cancer-ridden, contagious zombie that they don't want to be anywhere near, and they want to protect their people from. Now, your media is not telling you about any of this. They're not telling you your government is planning on ending the Western life. They're not telling you your government's planning on ending the American way of life, ending your freedom, ending your prosperity. They're not telling you that. They're in on it. But that is what's going on here. And they're stealing as much money in the process as possible. Draft of House defense bill includes $450 million for Ukraine security assistance. So we can't even have security on our own border. We can't even have security at our own schools. You don't get school security. You don't get border security. Ukraine gets another $500 million for security. You know, it's actually hard to fathom how Joe Biden has been such a disaster for the entire planet, other than to realize that it has been the United States of America that's been leading the planet. And so when your leader goes sideways, when your leader goes insane, when your leader becomes incapacitated, the whole thing falls apart. Now, normally in a case like that, you just replace the leader and you get back to normal. But that's not what's happening here. Biden isn't going anywhere. He's crashing on his bicycle just like he's crashing the U.S. economy. And so the rest of the world is realizing that, okay, the United States of America as the leader of the world, Joe Biden as the leader of the free world, this is going south and fast. This is going really, really badly. So they're girding themselves and they're preparing themselves for a new world not led by America, not led by Western values and ideas. And these same countries that are realizing this and making moves to avoid collapsing like America, they also are not really interested in going into the World Economic Forum, Build Back Better, Great Reset, New World Order, where their citizens will be treated like slaves. And so I'm already seeing it play out, and I would tell you to just be on the lookout for signs and symptoms of this if you're doubting this, but believe me, this is what's happening. The world powers that be outside of the U.S. have decided that they're going to form alliances and move on, and they're going to leave the U.S. behind. And Europe is going to be caught up in that as well. But Europe is pretty much already totally controlled by the globalists. And so that Europe is already lost, really. Now, there's been a fight for America to avoid this. But we've been robbed now. We've had our elections stolen. We've had our speech censored. We've had our Second Amendment infringed upon. So the globalists are making huge gains right now under Joe Biden here. And the rest of the world is saying, okay. So you're going to have Europe and you're going to have America. So basically North America and Europe at this rate are going to go under the World Economic Forum policies. And they're going to be controlled by the World Health Organization. And they're going to be controlled by the World Economic Forum. And they're going to try to go into the, I mean, what would you really call it? I mean, don't call it a transition. Don't call it carbon neutral. These are their buzzwords. I would call it the end of life as we know it. The end of human prosperity, I guess. So self-government and the values of individual freedoms are coming to an end in North America and Europe, while the rest of the world is kind of looking at that saying, you know, maybe we could go that way. Maybe we should start going towards self-government and freedom. Now, you're not going to see that everywhere, like China. It's obviously not going to see that, but China doesn't want to be controlled by a bunch of psychotic, deranged globalists in Europe and North America. So that's why they're sidling up next to Russia saying, hey, what are you guys thinking as all of this is going down? And then Russia's talking to India saying, what are you guys thinking? And then India is talking to Mexico, and then Mexico's talking to Brazil. And then Russia is talking to Saudi Arabia. And so all these other countries, all these other world powers outside of Europe and North America are looking at the globalists, looking at the United States of America, and what they're looking at is a decrepit, cancer-ridden, contagious zombie that they don't want to be anywhere near, and they want to protect their people from. Now, your media is not telling you about any of this. They're not telling you your government is planning on ending the Western life. They're not telling you your government's planning on ending the American way of life, ending your freedom, ending your prosperity. They're not telling you that. They're in on it. But that is what's going on here. And they're stealing as much money in the process as possible. Draft of House defense bill includes $450 million for Ukraine security assistance. So we can't even have security on our own border. We can't even have security at our own schools. You don't get school security. You don't get border security. Ukraine gets another $500 million for security. Nobody even knows where the tab is at this point. I mean, this is just like you're at the bar, open tab, just ordering drinks. Yeah, well, drinks for them. Yeah, you order drinks on my tab too. Yeah, here's my tab. You don't even know what your tab is. You're just drunk at the bar. You don't even know what your tab is anymore. That's where it's at with Russia. Who knows, or Ukraine rather, Biden's war against Russia. Who knows what the bill is? I mean, $40 billion here, $50 billion there, $100 million here, $400 million there, $900 million there, another billion there. Where is the bill? I don't know. I'm drunk at the bar. So more money for Ukraine defense. Even though even Europe is saying, what are you doing here? Folks, Europe has given up on Ukraine. The only factor fighting Russia now is the West, is Joe Biden. And obviously the Ukrainian people and any of the volunteers they get suckered into going over there, which more and more we hear about, is just a total disaster. People volunteering getting killed, people volunteering getting snatched up by the Russians, people volunteering giving away the places where they're located via geo-tracking on the internet to the Russian military so that they can get kidnapped, captured, have their weapons seized, or just bombed. It's just been an absolute disaster. And the Biden administration keeps it going because they're laundering literally billions and billions and billions of dollars through Ukraine. So they love the war in Ukraine. They're making billions of dollars off of it. The European countries are saying this is a lost cause. We're out. Maybe we'll give you some lip service, but that's all you're going to get from us. We're not going to send people to die in Ukraine. We're not going to start a war with Russia. That if Biden wants to do that, Biden can do that. Or whoever controls Biden can put him into that position. And that's what's going on. And this is going to be an interesting thing to watch. Russia demands Lithuania lift openly hostile blockade. Panic buying ensues. The Russian Foreign Ministry has responded to Lithuania's partial blockade of Kaliningrad, writing in a statement that they consider the provocative measures to be openly hostile and warning that the Kremlin may take action to protect its national interests. Now, will Lithuania back off? Or will this lead to something more kinetic? If Lithuania backs off, folks, that's a major tell that nobody respects Joe Biden and nobody wants to fight for Ukraine except Ukraine and Joe Biden. And really not even Ukraine, actually. Half Ukraine probably supports Russia already anyway. So that's a separate story altogether. But if Lithuania says, okay, Russia, we respect you, believe me, Biden's people and NATO's people are on the phone with Lithuania saying, you better not dare. You better not dare open that port back up to Russia. So who's Lithuania going to listen to? Is Lithuania going to listen to Russia, or is Lithuania going to listen to the West, the United States, and NATO? And the answer to that will tell you where this is going, folks. Now, if they listen to the West, we might have a more serious situation. If they listen to Russia, it's just another sign the world now respects Russia more than it respects the United States of America.
Look at that. Everybody else is just like yellow or clear. That's because it's been denatured. It's been watered down. We didn't do that. You think I would metaphysically sell you something that is the very best I can get? I'd rather go to hell than do that. I I will only give you the maximum best info, the maximum truth, the maximum product, because I want that goodwill. What I do to you, I do to myself. Don't you get the big secret? You ever seen fish oil look like that? No, you never seen that, have you? And this little jewel right here is solid liquid consciousness. Look it up. Find out how even the FDA and the government admits fish oil is incredible. The number one thing anybody can do for themselves is take good fish oil or krill oil. Just like our information is dynamite, so are our products, InfoWarsStore.com.
All right, I got more news on the situation with Ukraine and Russia here. And none of it's good. Dozens of Ukrainian officers killed in missile strike. So I guess that's just more signs Ukraine is winning, right? More sign that the globalists are winning, NATO's winning, the West is winning. No, not exactly. Blockade of Russian region is a breach of international law, says Moscow. And so I'm telling you that that Lithuania situation is going to be very telling, folks. If who will Lithuania cave to? The West or Russia? And that will be a major indicator of where this is going to go fast, is what happens there. UK chief says his soldiers should be ready to fight Russia in a war. British forces must prepare to fight in Europe once again. This is just like another corrupt general in the U.S. telling you need to fight Russians in Ukraine. It's just BS. No. Young men in the UK do not need to go fight Russia in Ukraine. Sorry. No, they don't. You might want them to for your own selfish reasons, but they have no benefit going there to fight. Western populations must do more for Ukraine, even if it costs them, even if the costs of food and fuel are high, says the NATO chief. Yeah, just begging you to fight Russia, just begging you, because that's what it is. They know Russia's right now the biggest threat to the New World Order. They know Russia is actually acting as a conduit for other world powers that are sick and tired of the corrupt Western regime, sick and tired of corrupt Western presidents, and have just had enough of Joe Biden. They just want nothing to do with Biden. He's just another example of a Western dropping, a Western turd, a Western piece of poop that they have to deal with. They don't want to invite him to meetings. They don't want him to come to their meetings. Saudi Arabia doesn't want to deal with him. Russia doesn't want to deal with him. China doesn't want to deal with him. Nobody wants to deal with this guy. So the New World Order and their whole plan, the World Economic Forum, the UN, the World Health Organization, Bill Gates, Klaus Schwab, George Soros, and all the people that control the West, Europe, and North America, they know now Russia is the biggest threat to their conquering of the planet, and they know that Russia is the biggest threat to their global power structure. And so they're begging their slaves, they're begging their human commodities to fight for them and to defeat Russia. Folks, it is not in our interest for Russia to be destroyed. It is not in our interest to be fighting Russia. It is only in the interests of the New World Order. It is only in the interest of the Bilderberg Group. It is only in the interest of the World Economic Forum. It is only in the interest of NATO, the UN, the World Health Organization. They look at you as a commodity, and so they want to throw you at Russia because they know Russia and Putin is a threat to their plan to conquer the planet and end humanity on it. That's what all this claptrapping and saber rattling and encouraging you to fight Russia is all about. Russia is a threat to them, not to you, to them. Western arms could help Ukraine seize Donbass, says NATO. Yeah, they're begging for more weapons, too. You haven't done enough. Send us all your weapons. Volunteer. Send us more money. No, I think all the billionaires trying to conquer this planet, they should be funding all this war in Russia that they want, not the people. Ukraine moves to ban Russian music, literature. Well, what does that sound like? That sounds familiar. Germany returns to coal. Oh, yeah, all those coal power plants they shut down, now they're turning them back on. Why? Because of Joe Biden. That's what I'm saying, folks. People really don't realize how big of a disaster Joe Biden is on the planet. And European leaders know this. Germany returning to coal. Germany is hoarding gas, by the way. Germany is now hoarding gas. That's funny. Joe Biden is giving our gas away to Europe. Joe Biden is tapped into more than half of our strategic oil reserves, and he's giving them to Europe. Not even to you, the American people. He's not even flooding our market with that. He's giving them to Europe. Why? Because he has to buy their silence. What are you going to do if you're the leader of Germany or you're the leader of any of these European countries, France, what have you? And since Biden has gotten in power, you now have a war in your region. You now have your gas prices going up. You now have inflation. And you know it's all because of the foreign policy of the U.S. You know it's all because of Joe Biden's energy policy, which included giving Russia control of the pipelines into Europe. So you know it's all Biden's fault, but what can you do? Biden is your ally in this Build Back Better, Great Reset agenda. And Biden is your ally in stopping the force of Russia for being a force of good on this planet. So you don't want to hurt your ally. You don't want to call your ally out. So what do? Well, you cut a deal and you offer your silence for money. And that's what's going on. So Biden is funding the entire war against Russia in Ukraine, is being funded entirely by us, America, not NATO, not European countries, us, the U.S. And Biden is giving Europe our oil. And all he asks is their loyalty and lip service. That's all he asks. Don't say anything bad about me. Don't say anything bad about my policies. And we will give you our oil, and we will fund the war in Ukraine. All I ask for is your loyalty in lip service, which they're really not even getting that. Even Macron is making public statements saying we've lost the war in Ukraine. It's over. This is a waste of time and money. And you notice maybe that's because Macron's party is now the minority party in France, so he's having to actually tell some truth, hoping that'll boost his party's favorability. But I don't think it's going to go so hot. So that's what's going on. It's truly sad our media is not reporting this. It's truly sad that that's how corrupt our president is. And, I mean, really, folks, all American people should be so angry about this. I mean, there should be impeachment. There should be multiple impeachment hearings going on right now, but the Republican Party is a bunch of sad sacks. Half the Republican Party is as corrupt as the Democrats anyway. Yeah, you really think Mitch McConnell is going to raise any fuss in D.C.? Yeah, right. Mitch McConnell is going to be about as disturbing as a fart in the ocean. So, and they're probably laundering money too, and they're probably getting rich off their stock options too with the defense contractors and the weapons manufacturers. So they don't mind. Plus, they all have millions of dollars that they've stolen. So they don't mind that Biden's crashing the economy. They don't mind that gas prices are going up. They don't mind that the stocks are collapsing because all their assets are doing just fine. And they've already got their millions and millions of dollars they can afford to live through a recession. So imagine this, though. I mean, you don't have to imagine it. You're living it. Joe Biden has been such a disaster on the planet that he has to buy our allies' silence in Europe by funding and arming the war in Ukraine and by giving them our strategic oil reserves. And our media and our Republican Party won't even tell you that that's what's going on, when it's clear and present that that is the case. And now what? The war in Ukraine's been going on for 4 months. And what? Russia's taken the region they wanted to. Russia now controls most of the important ports in Crimea. They've freed eastern Ukraine from the CIA proxy groups and the Nazi groups and the Azov battalion. They've taken control of most of the ports in Crimea and that region. And perhaps even more importantly, actually, geopolitically than that, they have become favorable. And really, Putin in Russia is emerging as the leader, as the anti Western regime faction that is uniting the rest of the world, that has been sick of the Western elites, sick of the Western regimes, sick of their uniparty propaganda, sick of their uniparty wars, sick of their money laundering, sick of their wars, their killing, their stealing, all of it. And Putin has decided, for whatever reason, maybe through osmosis, he found himself in this position, but he's there now, uniting the planet against all the evils that have been coming out of the West for decades, which we all know has been going on. And I think if the West tries to make a move into Syria, that might be the final straw that broke Russia's back. I don't know what would happen there. But this is what's going on. Your media won't tell you about it. Your politicians won't tell you about it because they are in on it. And honestly, if they don't realize how this is going to hurt them in the end, they're just too stupid already.
Dinesh D'Souza's new film, 2,000 Mules, is the most important documentary in modern times because it proves how the deep state stole the 2020 election and how they're planning to steal future elections and complete our journey to basically being like Venezuela. Now, it's great that it's online. It's great that millions watch it online. But you need to have the high-quality HD DVD in your library with the expanded extras so it can't be censored in the future and so you can show it to everyone you know. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get 2,000 Mules today and get it discounted up to 30% off when you get it with other documentary films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, the seminal classic that predicted the Great Reset, and of course Part 1, Part 2, and now the new Part 3 of COVID Land. Get them separate or get them together, massively discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. But everyone needs to have 2,000 Mules in their library so the globalists can't censor it. InfoWarsStore.com to get 2,000 Mules today.